Now we'll turn back to some more news items, this time with a bit of a sporting flavour, as we hear that Norwich City are to launch a fund-raising scheme as they see the disappearance of their chance of promotion to the Premiership. Running as popular as ever, as Run Norwich 2018 is sold out, but first we'll hear of the success of a 13-year-old Helsdon High School pupil at the Gymnastics British Championships. Annie Young won a silver medal at the 2018 Gymnastics British Championships, held at the Echo Arena in Liverpool at the weekend. The Norfolk Academy of Gymnastics member, 13, is in her first year as junior gymnast, and she handled the big stage superbly in an all-round competition. Annie then took the overall silver medal behind the second-year junior Amelie Morgan from the Academy of Gymnastics in Portishead, among a field of 52 of the best gymnasts in the country. This result puts Annie in a strong position as she vies for selection to the GB team at the Junior European Championships to be held in Glasgow in August. In her second trip to Liverpool, senior Laura Cook also had a personal best result of 22nd in a field of World Championship veterans and Olympic medalists. Norfolk Academy head coach Sarah Jane Inglis was delighted with the results.
Norwich City fans are being given the chance to invest in the club's future, literally. With Premier League parachute payments ending this summer, club chiefs have to come up with a novel way to raise the required £3.5 million to spend on better facilities for academy youngsters. They have launched a five-year mini-bond, which people can invest a minimum of £500 into, netting interest payments every year. If the Canaries are promoted during the lifetime of the bond, they will get a 25% bonus. Managing Director Steve Stone said, "We see this as an investment opportunity."
General entry for Run Norwich 2018 has sold out. There are less than 200 charity places left for the 10K race, which will see thousands of runners pound the streets of Norwich Centre on Sunday, August the 5th. The free charity spots are in aid of the Community Sports Foundation. More than 6,800 places for the annual event sold out just 6 weeks after entries opened. It is the fourth year of the 10K race, which will take in a number of the city's most famous landmarks, including the Forum, Norwich Castle and Norwich Cathedral. Neil Gilding, a member of the Run Norwich Race Operations Board, said, "Entries have rocketed since the race launched last January. We're absolutely delighted that so many people want to be part of Run Norwich and are very much looking forward to staging a fantastic event for all. This year's entries have beaten last year's record entry total, 6,000. People who want to take up a charity running place have to raise a minimum of £100 for the Community Sports Foundation. Participants need to be at least 16 years old on race day. The Community Sports Foundation helps more than 38,000 people every year achieve different goals through sport."
A scheme to help unemployed adults get the skills and confidence to get back into work has teamed up with the Housing Association and Norwich City Football Club. Norfolk Community College has formed a partnership with Flagship Group and the Canaries to help Housing Group's customers retrain and get experience they need to re-enter the world of work. Norwich City midfielder Matt Jarvis helped to launch the partnership with a visit to Beauthorpe Main Centre, where the college's information bus was giving advice.
The winner of a local travel competition will soon be jetting off on an all-inclusive holiday in Costa del Sol. Mandy King claimed her vouchers for the trip for two adults and two children from the Gerald department store in Norwich. She was the lucky prize draw winner of the recent Fred Olsen's Travel radio competition, in which she won the Jet to Holidays voucher for the all-inclusive holiday in the Costa del Sol. The competition was run by Fred Olsen Travel in conjunction with Radio Norwich, Town 102, Dream 100, On the Beach and North Norfolk Radio. Costa del Sol is a region in the south of Spain featuring some of the country's favourite resorts. The region boasts miles of sun-drenched coast with a laid-back atmosphere. Beaches of every shape and size are found in the area, from spacious stretches of sand to quieter coves, while all types of water sports are also popular.